First question about this. Above and beyond 2012 in salaries, is there any additional individuals that are requested in your request other than those you're using now? And that includes this individual who we thought was in the discretionary fund, right? Okay. I look at the rest of the budget, and if I've added it up right here, we're looking at a total budget outside of salaries of just under $55,000. Basically, it looks to me almost identical, with the difference of maybe $4,000 over 2012. There just aren't any.
I mean, maintenance agreements, under equipment expenses, the biggest number.
And that's my question. You've hit it. Is we jumped from $4,500 to $7,580 on the request line. Why would we see that increase? What is that for? That's the only question I have.
On which line is it?
It is 119.30.003.
Maintenance
agreements.
Okay. Probably for our computer software called Carpel, Prosecutor by Carpel is what it's called, and it's our system that we use. Basically, our paperless file system. We had a slight increase in fees for that, I believe, and that's probably what that is reflected in.
That's there.
In our maintenance agreement, I believe.
It's under maintenance, yeah. Okay. The subscriptions, we'll come back to that, because that looks like an increase, maybe Westlaw or something.
Okay. My understanding.
That's one of your favorite things.
So that increase is something that you did.
We have a guest.
Somebody I'm not seeing.
They just went that way.
That was the other door. Hey, girl, snap to it, stand up straight.
Yeah.
Smooth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Kiss her.
I'm always joking.
Amen.
Amen. I just think we need to straighten out what we have here within the salaries. I don't see, other than that area, and it looks like it's jumping by a third, if we're going from $5,500 to $7,580, whatever that expense is.
I think it's something that we need
to. Well, it makes us more efficient. I mean, that's how he's able to be.
I don't see that he's got the budget outside. His real budget is his salary.
Absolutely.
And
yeah, I think we've tried to cut just about everything else we could on line items. I know that this year we kind of got clobbered on transcripts. It seemed like for some reason we got beat up on transcripts. And that's from getting copies of deposition transcripts where we were in attendance. And we didn't call the deposition, but we have to get a copy of the transcript. And then with our grand jury transcripts, we had to pay quite a bit for grand jury transcripts.
Okay. Where are we paying the grand jury?
I don't know my question.
I think the court clerk is paying that, if I'm not mistaken.
We just haven't seen a big bump in this. She's paying the jurors.
Right.
Well, the circuit clerk's paying. And you're paying for the attorney.
And
the legal.
Paying, and the,
for that contract person.
No, that's not the.
That person doesn't go into the grand jury. That person is helping us manage a particular case that is quite voluminous that has to do with our grand jury.
But we're specifically, is that line item down in your budget?
No, I think all we're paying for is transcripts. In fact, I think maybe the court might even be paying for the court.
And that's about $2,000 a month, if I remember.
It wasn't much. It wasn't much. It just, I guess I expected more, a bigger hit.
I don't think so. You know, you pay the grand jurors and for some snacks and coffee, and I think we paid for some tea and coffee or something. Transcripts would be expensive for us in that project.
Now, where's that at? If you got missed out on that part of it, is that showing an increase in his budget?
It's not coming out of his court the court cost budget that we've already looked at. It's not a big.
We're okay now.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I just think we need to iron out what the salary is, and if we. I'll add this up, but I don't think
your subscription is $4,000 more than another subscription Westlaw. It's a $2,500.
I believe that our big subscription expense, I think we've canceled all our other subscriptions except Westlaw. Okay. We've canceled the Lawyers Weekly, and except I will tell you that we still get rule books. But we get rule books and Westlaw, that's what we did.
We didn't cancel Westlaw for 12 months.
Trying to cancel it,
yeah.
Well, we use Westlaw in our office. Not everyone has a subscription in our office because of the expense of it, but we use it.
Right. What can you get out of it?
We send them. We follow the rules to
get out of it.
And we follow the rules to
Are you guys getting your mail? Careful, Ron.
Other than the one...
Turn it off.
Okay, I just can't think of one.
Other than the one person, and then the contract that was last year's contract with Jeff, that was a $70,000. Is there any big difference in what we're looking at?
Two items, which is not... I mean, there's three items. A little bit more in freight, subscriptions, and maintenance agreements, which is all...
We're going to have to target. We're going to find out where this individual's being paid from.
Right.
And number two, if this figure, and I don't think that it does, coming from Jeff, includes that individual, I would assume that that's without the individual, your request to us, because he's not listening.
Correct.
I think that's right. This is current salaries. They probably didn't put anything in there, so it does include that individual.
So, yeah, he's listening. On the yellow page.
Well, we need to do this right now.
Which fund? He is listening.
You said discretionary funds. Which fund were we looking at?
I don't remember if I told Alicia the tax.
You'll have her let us know that.
Yeah. Another thing, and I don't know, when did Paul throw me those part-time people?
Last year, maybe.
Okay. There's 12. It was a little.
Last year.
The beginning of the 12th season.
We had the.
Right. Yeah, it's been a while. Mm-hmm. We did some budget.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know when that happened, but I know that that's.
That was a while back. I thought it was 2011.
I didn't know. That was the end of 11. So.
Well, I want to clean up this thing with that other. Contract employee, and I'll need to probably just start with a meeting with him, probably, and figure out what his future should be with us. You know, because he's going to put three things.
Okay.
We can unput it through there, so just based upon what you let us know.
So we have contracts that we've used for contract labor here. If you want to use ours, like just whatever.
I'd probably like to see them anyway.
Yeah, because we have a couple that we've done that way.
And it may be that individual is not going to be with us much longer either, right. Because things didn't really work out the way that I had planned when we brought him on to help cover for the maternity leave.
Mm-hmm.
In that he was waiting for some bar results, and I kind of anticipated he'd be wrong when those came through, but they didn't come through the way he was hoping they would. Which happens sometimes. And so since then, he's just kind of stayed on and been helping us with the other projects. So it's kind of run longer than what I anticipated it would originally.
Okay, let me ask you this. Is the fund that you're paying the other two individuals, which was the $70,000 contract that we had?
Right. He's transferring money. We're paying that.
Right. Right. You're transferring money. Is he going to be out of the same fund? Or do we need to redo that?
He's still on a check.
Right. We've got two that we operate from. One is our bad check fees fund, and the other is our tax cases fund.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that what I've occasionally done with Alicia is so that we can try to keep the balances healthy in both, we've not just used one fund. I'll have her transfer some expenses out of the tax fund and some of that check fund.
Okay.
But I'll have to let you guys know.
Yeah, that's fine. We're going to double check the salary number.
Okay.
We don't want to keep you much longer, Jeff. And then we'll come back and give you a revision. But I think what we're hearing is that the increases are one of the things we can't really stop. It's a maintenance agreement. We tried it for Cody last year. It bit us.
Well,
let's get the salary thing resolved. And that's probably the biggest issue.
And then the other three items that we mentioned before, mm-hmm. maintenance and the other three, that'll put us within range of where we're at last year, except for those increases.
Plus those three line items.
Right.
Yeah. Those three line items, salaries, and then this contract right here. So we'll be all right. So what we need to do is get the new numbers and send it back to you, Jeff, and make sure you verify what we've got. That's it?
Yeah. Because we're going to wrap this thing up, Ron's going into surgery.
We're being recorded.
Oh, yeah.
This is, okay. We lost our presiding.